Но сейчас на этом месте мы продолжим.
And now on this place we will continue to study, very slightly the power aspect of self-development, to study what the bottom dantian can give us, the bottom dantian, which is the power support, power supply for the growing and actively functioning spiritual heart. We did this slightly, and now I will show what this place can give us, and then we will work on another place of power. Now I am going just to enter this place of power, and you will see what happens. Now you can look at the energetics of my cocoon. I stand outside of place of power, the border is there. I have to make one step to enter the place of power. I have moved the concentration into the bottom dantian. It doesn't change much. A bee is flying around. Its energetics doesn't change much. I just entered it. It became brighter. When consciousness enters some energy structure of the organism, this structure shines more brightly. Now I am crossing the border. What happens? The front part of cocoon crosses the border. Now I cross. I am crossing it with the bottom dantian. What happens? It became of a several kilometer size. The bottom dantian became like an egg or a sphere of a several kilometer size, 4-5 kilometers. Now I go back. The bottom dantian is also called Hara. Hara in southern east languages means belly, but not physical belly. Well, maybe they mean also physical belly, but in esoterics Hara means bottom dantian, energetics of organism, the system of the three bottom chakras, the energetical belly. So the energy belly on this place of power can be enlarged by I don't know how much times. So now it's of this size inside of cocoon. And then to compare this 0.5 meter to 5 kilometers, I can reach the railway station from this place. See again what happens. Now it's touching. The cocoon have entered the place of power, and the belly has grown to several kilometers. If I rotate the body, the belly grows there, the energy belly. And so, by being on this place, by retaining, so I exited the place and it's back. There is no belly, it has grown thin, the body of consciousness has grown thin, and before it was like that. This is how one can grow fat and grow thin, just by stepping over the border. And so, the bottom dantian, or Hara, or the energy belly, is the power. It is the main component of the personal power of a man. Of course, not the power that can suppress other people, if this power is subtle, as in our case. All this is the what is necessary to nourish the spiritual heart so that it can be, so that it can grow to the size that it can fill the whole galaxy and later the whole abode of the Creator. I am not sure whether we had managed to do anything if we would not have this place. By the way, this place of power is supervised by Krishna. The Krishna place is nearby, where he shows the core of the earth, the way to the core of the earth, the second step of centering. If he would not show us this place, our school would hardly to reach the abode of the Creator. Because this place allowed to grow consciousness very quickly. How? Mahadoubles, yes. Kilometers up, kilometers down, through all the earth. But the purpose is much greater. The purpose is much more greater than to fill the Mahadoubles. The purpose is to retain this state, to hold in this and much more larger volumes of space oneself as consciousness. Only such large consciousness. What small consciousness can do? Even if small consciousness is helped to enter the abode of the Creator, it cannot hold there. It cannot do anything there. Only consciousness that grown to galactic size, or at least to the size of the consciousness of the planet, only such consciousness can actively function from the abode of the Creator. I think that only consciousnesses of such size are accepted by the Creator. Of course, they has to be made subtle to the first Brahmanic level of subtlety. Other states, it's not just that the Creator doesn't allow, it's just impossible to enter him in another way. Creator can be entered only from the first Brahmanic level of subtlety, or from the Proto-Purusha, the other way of entering. It's very sad that this place, due to the former students of our school, who began to show this place to everyone for the sake of self-interest. This place is now used by black mages. I saw people like that on this place. This is very sad, but one cannot do anything about that. There is free will of people and of leaders. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to those through whom they come. Jesus said this. And we, let's work on this place to retain our huge bellies and enrich with their energy the spiritual hearts, so that to make them much larger, much more powerful, so that our nirvanas become much more effective, and that we will be able to sustain more effectively the difficulties of the material worlds while we are embodied here, and let it be for the sake of good of evolution, for the good of the people who want to follow his path. So I ask you to enter, to find the border from all sides. The glade is large, cross the border and experience how the belly changes, to how many kilometers it grows, and we have to make this new state of consciousness inherent to us forever, to make it one's own personal achievement, and from this new stage to continue to move further.